be one more blow. Because they say all this talk about food prices, all the talk about don't eat beef, eat chicken, all that kind of stuff, is hurting with the farmers. And they say, please stop talking
about that. Yeah, on the other hand, the boss is doing very well with the farmers.
He is, but his argument is, I've done very well, I've turned the thing around in 8 months, but between now and November we can blow it if we're not careful. And he says, quit talking about food prices over there in the damn White House. Play it cool. Talk about something else at press conferences. And don't take any further actions that will be interpreted by farmers, especially cattlemen, as being adverse to their interests. Politically, we just cannot afford it.
Well, what about the food price thing?
Well,
you have the broader issue. So,
I've got an angle.
So we lose something to the farmers.
I got an angle.
We've got food prices. It's going to affect a hell of a lot more people than farmers.
How'd you like to blame that on George McGovern? You know why food prices are high? Because we've added 9 million people to the food stamp rolls, or 7 million, or whatever it is.
Yes, we signed that contract.
I grant you that we signed it, but it was McGovern's bill. And what's happened is that we've added buying power to this market at the high end of the market. These people go in and they spend their food stamps on ripe olives and hummingbird's tongues and maraschino cherries and all that kind of stuff, as to which there is a short supply. That still is food prices, and those are food prices that are going up. And it's the food stamp legislation that is partially accountable. Now that's my
theory. We can veto it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And will they pick it up?
Well, they try if they can.
Will they able to veto it? Can they sustain a veto?
Oh, I don't think they can sustain a veto. They may clean up the legal services. They may split legal services off and just send you OEO, which they haven't been willing to do in the past, as we've asked them to do. And this is Javis primarily.
Will we veto it?
Will
we only need to be sustained?
Oh, I think it can.
Oh, it can? I'll
yeah.
Veto it.
I think it can. Yeah.
That's the best problem.
See, that was sustained before.
The idea of being against the court, what would happen?
No, we do it on the same principle we did before. We say this legal services thing is unsound governmental practice. We ask them to separate it out so it could be considered separately. They haven't done it. OEO can operate on continuing resolution, so we're not doing any violence to the OEO program, so we veto it.
Sanchez doing all right over there?
Always doing all right. It's a
Mr.
caretaker. It's a caretaker operation.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's complaining because he doesn't have the stroke that Rumsfeld used to have and so on and so forth. But he's
backing up.
Oh, sure. Good. Yeah, he does a good job at campaigning. He's out around the country constantly.
Of our business.
Yep. And
good follow through.
Well, do you want me to leave this rural thing with you? I'll take it back.
My inclination is this. Butts has been a good soldier. I have been talking about this for one hell of a long time. You know, we did that around the country in Fargo.
Yep.
Everybody was all steam line.
Yep.
It's a pet idea of mine. If it doesn't, if you analyze, there's too much violence to the idea.
Cummings, or maybe you want to sign it now.
Sure.
I need to roll Schultz with his permission, but he's got bureaucracy.